He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. It's the live Friday edition. It's Sanford and Son Friday here in kind of an overcast start to the 4th of July weekend. It's June 30th, 2017, and I'm here in the studio, soon to be joined by the young gun, the apprentice, as Bill likes to say, here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I think he's stuck in traffic this morning. I know I was. I bet everybody in the United States of America is coming to San Diego this weekend, or at least Southern California, because I don't think I've ever seen traffic as as difficult in the gray light of the morning trying to get here to San Diego this morning. I'm sure Steven's caught in the same gobbledygook, the same mess. But, you know, speaking of someone who is in traffic, I'm thinking that Bill might be joining us this morning in just a few minutes here. He is eastward bound. He's getting out of town, going away from the hordes of people who are coming to the beach. And he's going to find a giant desert beach out there in Phoenix, the land of the sun. Word is that that Bill is in his armored personnel carrier, the mobile bunker. As his wife Lynn drives, he'll be buying and selling and trading via his little mobile office that he's got in his mobile armored personnel carrier. Bill, do you pick me up there driving across the desert?
I do pick you up, Captain, and there's a free road ahead here, and the market a little squishy today.
Yeah. What's going on there via the market on the beginning of a holiday weekend?
Well, today's the last day of the quarter, so you know, all of the people in the market are going to get their statements from Schwab and from Scottrade and Ameritrade in about a week, and today's the day that they'll be looking at you know, where their portfolios close. Unfortunately, we kind of closed on a down note here for the last couple of weeks. And right now we've got the Dow, however, up 84 points. We'll see if that can last throughout the day. I'm hearing myself talking back to maybe we can cut that. The Dow's up 84 points right now to 61,070. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, 2,424. The NASDAQ's up just a point. Well, you know, that's been the center of the storm, but I've got the answer for you as to why, and I've also got the good news as to what could happen to the NASDAQ in coming weeks and months. Crude oil up 31 cents to $45.24, just in time for our 4th of July travel plan. And interest rates bumping up a little bit here this morning. We've seen a pretty good sell-off in the bond market this week as central banks around the world continue to tighten the screws there, Rob.
Well, you know, there's a lot of news. I've watched and listened to a lot of the news in the last couple of hours. You know, I get up early and you get up early, and you know, I think that's just something that that carries throughout your life once you start fishing at gray light in the morning. And I know you get up and fish in the market at gray light every single morning. I was listening to somebody this morning, a commentator, a writer for TheStreet.com, and he was talking about Apple and how Apple has finished the iPhone 8. And I know you're pretty happy with your phone, but they're all saying that that Apple might be the next little spike in the tech sector. This is supposedly going to be a whiz-bang new phone that everybody's going to want. Do you see that coming, or do you think that Apple has...
Yeah, you know, I've heard it both ways. I think the biggest carrot that I've heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, would be the wireless charging.
Right.
So we don't have to, attach our phone to something, a lifeline, an umbilical cord to keep it alive. The wireless charging would be a real nice feature if it comes, but I haven't heard that.
Well, here was the statistic that I heard, and which was interesting to me. And this was, obviously, these are the commentators in the tech sector that follow it very closely. But they said, suffice it to say, and this is a direct quote here, that Apple is gearing up for the mother of all product launches, and consumers look ready to respond. And then they go on to say that, according to surveys, about 90% of existing iPhone owners say that they are somewhat likely or extremely likely to upgrade their phone in the next 12 months. And that was from Morgan Stanley. So I don't know. I mean, if 92% of iPhone owners are going to upgrade or extremely likely upgrade their phone in the next 12 months to that iPhone 8, that is a giant number. I mean,
giant. Yeah, I don't know if I buy into that. The stock's up 52 cents this morning, so
right.
I don't know that the market's buying into that. But there's a much bigger factor that is sitting out there that I want to talk about in the second quarter of the show, and that would be tax reform. Okay, so, when we look at Apple's earnings, Apple's expected to earn next year $10.57 per share. Now, that's based on a 35% tax rate, okay? We have to remember that earnings per share are after taxes. If those taxes are cut to 20%, you know what that does to the bottom line of Apple and to every publicly traded company?
Sure.
And that's why you're seeing this market so skittish right now, because watching every word coming out of the mouth of Paul Ryan, out of Mitch McConnell, out of President Mnuchin. Yesterday the market actually rallied after Mnuchin said, we will get tax reform done this year.
Yeah, we saw that happen live as he was speaking on the phone,
speaking,
or on TV. Right.
The way back, because the market is still dubious about it. But I believe that somehow tax reform will get done. All right, so now, earnings per share is bottom line earnings after everybody's paid, including the 35% corporate tax. What happens if the corporate tax goes to 25%, goes to 20%? More money drops to the bottom line. You divide it by the amount of shares, and earnings per share goes up. And in fact, in this week's newsletter, I'm going to quantify the impact that a tax cut would have on some of these tech giants like Amazon and Apple and Facebook, Google, et cetera. That's the prize that the market wants. And that's why you've seen the rally in the tech stocks this year. Besides them being the best growth sector in the market, there's no question about that. And it's also the reason why you're seeing a trade on every single ebb and flow of this healthcare bill.
Sure. Sure. Well,
when they announced on Tuesday, I think it was, we're not going to get a vote this week, which I don't know what the plans are for today. I haven't heard, but you saw the market sink, and you saw the technology stocks fall off by 100 points. It's totally tied to that right now. I had someone on Twitter say, oh, it has nothing to do with it. Baloney. It impacts the direct bottom line earnings. And if stocks follow earnings, it has everything to do with it, Rob.
Oh, it does. And I'll be interested to see. We're facing a national holiday, and everybody kind of takes their foot off the gas here on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, the market's open on Monday. You were telling me that the market can't be closed 4 days in a row. But most folks are going to be closed on Monday. I'm talking about most people's brains. I don't see Monday being a huge day. There are a lot of folks in our building and then throughout our industry, and then certainly in a lot of industries that are taking Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Folks are traveling around. So I'm curious to see what happens, Bill, once we get into the thick of things. The 4th of July is a national holiday. It's not a religious holiday. It's a national holiday. So everyone on the fruited plain celebrates it. And then we go into the traditional doldrums of summer where we've got the rest of July and then all of August, and it just becomes a long stretch of typical business days until we get down into Labor Day. So how do you see the summer playing out? Do you think it'll be pretty much standard issue, or will it be...
No, you don't. Firework.
You think so?
It's going to be a summer filled with fireworks. It's going to revolve around health care and tax reform.
Okay.
All right.
So it'll be an extended 4th of July weekend all the way through summer. We'll see how those fireworks play out. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson on the road. We'll hear from him in the second quarter. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and professional money manager Bill Gunderson's son has arrived in the building. Elvis is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now officially Sanford and Son Friday. Now, we still have Bill in the mobile armored personnel carrier as he traverses the desert, but the good news is I don't have to carry and steer the whole ship here in Gunderson Capital Management World Headquarters because I've got the young gun here sitting next to me. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I finally made it.
Yes. You know, I suspected that this Friday holiday traffic was such that that it was difficult. You probably had to come in by helicopter this morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Speaking of arriving at our workplace by air, one of the things that we are doing is flying out to Sarasota in about 2 weeks. Bill and I and Lynn and my wife and the company will be flying out to Sarasota. Bill's going to visit his sister for a little while, and I'm going to visit my wife's parents who live in Sarasota. But the big news is you get to see your favorite artist, Bill Gunderson. The Bill Gunderson Band is playing live downtown Sarasota in the Hyatt Regency Concert Hall. So it'll be the Hyatt Regency downtown in Sarasota on July 13th. Now, on July 13th, we will have a 6:30 seminar where you can come and visit with Bill, hear what he has to say. He has a absolutely engaging and entertaining seminar that he has put together for folks to listen to. And then you get to go backstage and visit with him and press the flesh and shake his hand and get a picture taken with him and just kind of talk to him a little bit, get to know him one-on-one. And that's Thursday the 13th, July 20th, in about 2 weeks. Now, if you want to go to the website, click on the seminar page, or just call us here at Gunderson Capital, 855-611-2378. That's 855-611-BEST, and you'll be able to visit with Bill. Now, the following week, we've got a slight change to our program that will be changing our little commercial spot here today, actually. We are moving our seminar. We are going to be at the Embassy Suites Hotel in the perimeter area. So it's the Embassy Suites perimeter.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. That's right. The following week on the 20th. And boy, we just love the Embassy Suites. They have been fantastic to us as far as accommodations and being helpful. And so we will be at the Perimeter Embassy Suites in Atlanta on the 20th, also at 6:30. And if you'd like to have an individual appointment, either before or after either one of those seminars, go on our website, click on Live Seminar, and let us know that you'd like to have an individual appointment with Bill. And he'll go over your statement. He'll be glad to visit with you and give you a personal diagnosis of what he might do to help you with your portfolio. Now, I know that there was a little bit of an echo for Bill, and he has reconnected from his mobile armored personnel carrier. Bill, have you picked us up here again?
Yeah, let's. I apologize. I don't know what caused the echo. It's the magic of technology, you know.
It's the voice bouncing off the sand.
Now, I promised to talk about my top pick in the market at the current time.
You've been trying to get to that for 3 days.
Yeah, we're finally going to get to it. We've counted them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll get to number one here in a minute. But before we do that, since we have the millennial in the house, I want to talk about two other stocks that are in the news today.
Okay.
Elon Musk, you know, being the kind of the Barnum and Bailey, he's kind of today's Steve Jobs with all the teasing and the news releases. Supposedly, and Stephen will be interested in this, and I'm interested in this, coming on Sunday, Elon Musk will reveal the release date. Okay, I mean, this isn't like he's revealing the new car, just the release date of the Model 3 Tesla, which already has more than 400,000 pre-orders.
Wow.
Will he talk about the configuration? Will the final production version of the car be unveiled? When will the delivery start? But here's the money line for me, Rob. The car starts at $35,000.
Yeah.
Now we're getting down into a range that, you know, doesn't bug me, making the cheapest in Tesla's range. What do you think, Stephen, about that Model 3 that's going to be at least the release date on Sunday, the announcement coming?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be exciting to see what the Model 3 has in store, what features it has and everything. I mean, I'm interested in it because it's closer to my price range, I would say. I mean, maybe I would think about it down the road. But yeah, I mean, 400,000 pre-orders, and I think to pre-order, you have to put down a $1,000 deposit. So,
well, I'll tell you this, Bill, you
that's
remember
a lot
when,
of interest
when you and I, Bill, lived in the same neighborhood there in Point Loma, the church that we attended there together, we had a mutual friend and someone that you and I both know well. He put a deposit on a Model 3 a year ago. He's had a deposit on it for a year,
yeah,
for his wife, and is chomping at the bit. And so the pre-order deposit thing, it reminds me a little bit of the standing in line at an Apple store to get the iPhone 8. I can't.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of the buzz that they've created.
Yes.
It's like the new release of the iPhone, only, you know, I mean, look, people aren't standing in line and camping out all night for the new releases of the iPhone. Tesla has now entered into that phase.
That frenzy.
People are just dying,
yeah,
you know, to know what it's going to be like, what features will it have, and this and that. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. I'm actually looking forward to that. I think Elon Musk is pretty much has replaced Steve Jobs. You know, as not only a entrepreneur and a CEO, but a marketing guru, right?
Yeah, totally.
To build up all of this anticipation and whatnot, and yeah, you know, I definitely, if I put down my $1,000 deposit, will they buy me one share of Tesla while I'm waiting? You know, take a little interest on my money.
Yeah,
and the other one I wanted to talk about before I get to the number one stock, my number one pick, is Amazon. And I want to get the millennials' opinion on this. Nike confirms that we'll sell certain products on Amazon under a new pilot program. The partnership will start with a small product assortment across footwear in the U.S. You know, what do you think? I mean, are people going to want to go online to buy their Nike products, or is that going to cut out Dick's Sporting Goods and Best Big Five and all of these guys, Steven?
Well, I'm a big Nike fan. Whenever I buy my Nike stuff, I go to Nike.com. But I do always check Amazon first because that's my go-to. I just, you know, check Amazon for anything. And they did have a little Nike on before, but it was always third-party sellers. So now that Nike's going to be on there, that's a little different.
Yeah, Nike will be a direct seller. Okay, when we come back, I'll let you take it to the break. We'll talk about my number one pick in the market right now, Rob.
Okay, sounds good. Hey, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've got the threesome in here. It's Rob Sanford, Stephen Gunderson, and Bill on the road. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
Welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Yes, he is a professional money manager. I know that for those that listen to Bill every day on the radio, it almost seems like he is a rock star. He is a daily radio talk show host. But what he really does during most of the day, in fact, he kicked me out of his office yesterday. He said, get out of here. I'm managing money. That's what he does all day long, is manages folks' portfolios. So if you are struggling a little bit, maybe not seeing the growth that you'd like to see in your IRA, your 401k, your brokerage account, might be a good time to give us a call here at Gunderson Capital Management and get Bill on your team. He's a great captain to steer your financial fishing boat, and might be a good time to come on over to the world of Gunderson. It's a great experience. I think you'll really enjoy the interaction that you have with Bill Gunderson on a one-on-one basis. And if you want to do that in person and you live out in Sarasota or in Tampa, we'll be out there on the 13th of July or the 20th of July. Make sure.
Atlanta.
I always say that. We'll be in Sarasota on the 13th and in Atlanta on the 20th.
Yes.
So remember that. Okay. And so get in touch with us. Go to our website or call us, and we'll get you signed up to come see Bill live and visit with him there and get your relationship off the ground there. So Bill, I think, is still driving across the desert in the armored personnel carrier as he left the bunker. Now he's headed out to the Valley of the Sun. Bill, have you got us for the third quarter here with your number one pick? Uh-oh. He may have driven into a cactus.
We're not going to know what it is.
We lost Bill. Are you there, Bill?
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Hey, we got you there. We thought you hit a cactus.
All right. No, I never went anywhere. You know, Jim Morrison used to say, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel.
All right.
So I've got the other half at the wheel. But anyways, you know, I want listeners to also know that I have different strategies. I mean, if you're the most conservative person out there, you know, I can also handle that. And if you're the most aggressive one out there or anything in between, we're going to go to the aggressive side of things. This is about as aggressive as it gets, you know. This is a biotech company.
Now, is this the number one pick, Bill? Is this what we've been leading up to for 3 days?
But in the aggressive growth portfolio, it's about a 2.5% position in that portfolio. We're going to go from Model 3, a very simple number, to a potential drug that right now is labeled BB2121. And the one with this drug in the test tube, there's actually a company that is developing it, and there's a partner company, a much larger company, that is helping them develop it. And there was recently a big major cancer conference back, I believe, in New York City. This happened about 3 weeks ago. And a J.P. Morgan analyst who follows biotech very closely crowned Bluebird Bio the clear winner at the major cancer conference. In a trial of very sick patients, Bluebird Bio's BB2121 had a very high efficacy and good safety results, and they christened the company the clear winner this weekend, referencing the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting, which was held about 3 weeks ago. And this is a drug for patients with relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. And, you know, not good news when you're told you have multiple myeloma. The drug is being developed in partnership with Celgene. Okay, so there's your companion to the stock. Bluebird, the symbol is blue. That's an easy one that you remember. You know, the odds of these things happening are pretty long, and that's why when the drugs do come out, they can be quite expensive. But look at the money that's being poured, you know, down the test tube, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
To try to develop a drug to slow down the onslaught or arrest the onslaught of multiple myeloma. Bluebird Vials, a $4.7 billion market cap company. It's headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts, back in the Boston area. A lot of smart people back there. You know, Silicon Valley does not have a corner on the market when it comes to drug labs and biotech companies and even technology companies. We have little pockets all across America, even in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and Atlanta's got its own little technology center. Well, Bluebird Bio is working on this drug day and night. The stock's been as high as $197 per share. It's been as low as $14 per share. It's currently $106 per share. It's been ranked as one of the top stocks in my Best Stocks Now app now, off and on for the last few months. I've owned it in the past, and I think I'm just going to stick with it this time and hope for the best there. It's a 2.5% position in my overall portfolio. And yeah, I would have to say, you know, it's amongst one of the most promising biotech stocks, and it has one of the most promising drugs in the entire biotech space.
Now, Bill, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I also do like Celgene, which is a $100 billion company. Okay, so now there's a way more conservative way to get exposure to Bluebird, and if this drug were to hit. Celgene's a $100 billion company that has a lot of drugs in their pipeline. They had a major, major hit many years ago, which made them a $100 billion company. And now they've got a lot of new drugs in their pipeline. The stock of Celgene hasn't gone anywhere since 2014. You remember, Stephen, back in 2013 when we made a killing in the biotech sector?
I do, yeah.
Our aggressive growth account was up 45% that year, and our phones were ringing off the hook, and we had a heck of a run in the biotech stocks.
Yeah.
And it pretty much came to a halt when Congress started to go after the cost of the drug.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, they went after Gilead Sciences' drug for hepatitis C,
yep.
Which was $1,000 per pill. But 40 pills and you were cleared of hepatitis C and you didn't need a liver transplant. And it was really a miracle type of a drug at the time. And Henry Waxman here, who has retired, thankfully, from the House, he was a congressman in Southern California. He went after Gilead for the price they were charging for the drug. The drug was named Sovaldi. And you had Congress get involved and wagging their finger at the drug industry. And that really put a halt to the advance in the biotech sector. It's kind of sat for the last two or three years. You know, once in a while it'll wake up. But Celgene hasn't done anything for the last two or three years. Believe it or not, it's a dirt cheap stock. I mean, Celgene has got a P.E. ratio right now of 21, and on forward earnings, it's trading at about 16 times forward earnings, which is unheard of for a pharmaceutical. So, you know, I like both of these stocks. I like Celgene and I like Bluebird. Celgene would be more appropriate for a more conservative investor. I'm not making a recommendation here. I'm just throwing out a couple of names that are showing up on my radar. I see birds over there working through the binoculars, Rob. You know how excited we get.
That's such a great feeling. When you see the birds out on the horizon.
Yeah, on the surface of the ocean. We're still waiting for that in San Diego, by the way.
Oh, we are. Yeah, it's not quite here yet.
Are you hearing any intel from the captains out there?
You know, I've got a little bit down south, you know, the guys that are turning left when they leave the harbor and going down south. Mm-hmm. But, boy, the stuff that's out front is just not around yet. It's not like last year.
I did the stairs at the beach the other day, and the beach was green. The water was green.
Right,
and
right.
Full of kelp and cold water.
Yeah, we need that blue stuff.
Not good at all, but usually when that clears out and the water turns blue, boy, be ready. So anyways, hey, well, maybe the water turns blue at Bluebird Bio.
Well, let me ask you a question on Bluebird there. Interestingly enough, we have, you know how we ask folks to send in questions. One of our app users Dave H. has sent in a question, and he said, how can a stock which doesn't generate net income be your best stock? And he's referring to Blue. Granted, it's a momentum stock, and it may be the greatest, yet it has a negative P.E. How does that become a number one stock? And he wanted you to explain that.
The key word in his question there is it's the number one ranked stock in my aggressive style.
There you go.
If you're
there
an you income go. Investor, this isn't the one to own. If you're conservative, this isn't the one to own. But if you're, we've got a lot of clients that are young and they've got a lot of investing life ahead of them. They can be a little more aggressive, but it's a 2.5% position in my portfolio. So, hey, I'll let you guys go. Got to keep my eyes on the road.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Here we are in the final stretch. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're back to Sanford and Son Friday. It's just us. Now, don't leave because we hear that Bill might call back in here for a couple of minutes with a
talk about a tease. He might come back.
He might come. We've asked him to call back. We wanted a couple of more comments from him. So
they might be going through a rough part where there's not much reception.
And bouncing off of a cactus and who knows over there in Arizona. Nevertheless, we were talking to Bill right at the end of the third quarter there about Blue and how a customer had written in wanting to ask why a stock wasn't generating any income but was yet still a best stock. And boy, I can think of a lot of companies that don't generate income but are still just high flyers in the stock market. Give us an example what you were talking about during the break.
Well, I was talking about Tesla, perfect example.
Yeah, exactly.
It's basically just trading off of Elon Musk's genius, you know? Like, right. Everyone's excited for everything, and there's potential down the road to maybe be a huge income generator. But as of now, I mean, they're still losing money.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking at the earnings per share, and this year
but look at the chart. We're looking at his chart.
Negative $5 a share. But this year, it's gone from, let's see, where did it start the year at? It was at around $230 a share, and today it's at $363 a share.
There you go. And they haven't made a dime yet.
And so that's why also Bill said it was the aggressive stock pick.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have that income there.
That's right.
But Amazon was the same way how many years ago?
Oh, my goodness. How long did it take for Amazon to make a nickel?
Yeah.
And
look at it today.
Yeah.
So, and it's a biotech. It's got, you know, drugs in the pipeline. One day they could have a huge drug and it just breaks through everything. And then they're making a ton of money per share. You know, you never know. Like, those things happen. And so people believe in that stock, even though there's no income coming from
it. You know, now I've got to use a fishing analogy.
It happens all the time.
Well, I'm going to use a fishing analogy. There are boats in the fleet that people believe in. And they have year after year. And typically, it doesn't matter if the fishing is terrible, if nobody's catching anything, they still are convinced that that particular boat, that particular crew, that particular captain has the potential to catch fish.
Yeah.
And so they bet on that boat. They put their money down. They go fishing with that captain, that crew. They get on that boat because they believe in that particular operation. They believe in that operation. Even though nobody's catching anything, they think if anybody does catch something, it's going to be that boat.
Yeah.
So
it's just like how the Padres had a draft, and we drafted a guy from high school and gave him $6 million.
That's
no
right.
idea how well right. he's going to pitch in the
right.
major leagues, but
that's right.
you have the potential.
That guy's stock took off just because.
That's how it is with everything in life almost.
It really is. So that's how a stock ends up in the Best Stocks Now app as a number one stock, just based on what it looks like it's going to do over the next however long that it the parameters measured there. So if
it's a good question.
It is. Excellent question.
And it makes sense.
And we'll send Dave a book. We'll send him a book because we say that if we use your question on the air, We'll send you a book. We sent out two of them yesterday.
A signed book?
Yes,
a
signed book.
We'll sign it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not me and you. We're not going to sign it.
Not, yeah, I know.
We're going to have Bill sign it. Okay. Nobody wants our signature.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. Hey, if somebody doesn't have the app and would like to get the Best Stocks Now app, why would somebody want the Best Stocks Now app on their smartphone or their iPad or even on their home computer?
Man.
Why would somebody want it?
If I were to,
what's included?
If I were to get it, right. I would want it on my phone, wherever I take my phone, because
okay.
then you have it everywhere. And it's a free download on your iPhone or if you have an Android phone.
It's called the Best Stocks Now app.
Yeah.
APP.
You go to your app store on your phone
right.
and you search Best Stocks Now.
But why does somebody want it? What's in there that people would want or use or need or like to have?
Because you can check any stock in the world.
Right on your
almost
phone.
In the world. Almost
and
all
see
of
the
them.
Ranking.
See the ranking. You can see how it compares to every other stock. And you can see its performance. You can see its valuation. You can see just general information about it, what sector it's in.
I
what
like
kind
that
of
you can see Bill's commentary.
And you can see Bill's commentary. Anytime he's ever talked about the stock, whether it be on the radio or he's tweeted about it, it's there at the bottom past all the numbers, information.
The gobbledygook.
I was going to say that, but I was like, that's Rob's
did,
word.
Man, you almost said
almost
gobbledygook.
That's but great. That's your word. Below all that stuff.
You were teasing me about that word
I was.
Yesterday.
That's your favorite word. You can see all of Bill's comments, and there's even like links to what he said about it.
Yeah.
So it's really cool information, and we just added charts. You can see charts now from the
that's
app
awesome.
Page. So that's really cool. It's a cool tool. Obviously, Bill talks about looking at charts every single day. So
now there's more than just
stocks. You
too
can see what he's looking at.
There's more than just stocks.
Stocks,
on the app.
ETFs, mutual funds.
No. There's more features.
Oh,
on
there's
the
more
app.
Features. Yeah,
and like
that,
what?
I mean, that's the coolest thing there is.
Oh, the coolest thing there is you can listen to the radio show
my,
again.
My coolest thing is you go to the rank. You can see what's ranking 1 through 300.
Yeah.
Every day, and it changes every day, but it just gives you a good feel of what's going on in the market, what stocks are hot now, and you know it's a great tool if you're. Have someone else managing your money and you want to check up on them and you look up a stock that you own, you're like, whoa, this stock's a D+.
Right.
Why the heck do I own it? Call your guy. Hey, right. Check out this app. Why is it a D+? Why do I own it?
I look at my little goofy Scott Trade account that I have and I see the stocks that I've picked with my own brilliance.
Yeah, you're not using the app.
And I click on the app and it's an F.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm an idiot. So that's why you need somebody
yeah,
like
it's
Bill.
Just a cool tool to use and to check up on what you're doing. Or even if you don't have any money in the market, you can just see what's going
yeah,
on and
yeah.
potentially what you're going to do in the market.
And I love
like
too.
Rob said, yeah. our podcast is on there.
That's right. And the YouTube channel
yeah.
and the radio show
yes.
and all of the really cool stuff that you'd ever want to connect. With Bill is on that app.
Yeah.
So
everything is there.
Everything's there. It's really a neat thing to have. If you're a Gunder fan.
It's free.
That's a new word, Gunder fan.
Gunder fan.
Yeah. You take your Gunder Cillin and you become a Gunder fan. It's a great thing to have carrying around. You can carry the world of Bill Gunderson around in your pocket.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it's a free download. Best
yeah.
stocks now.
It is.
And if you don't have a smartphone and you're like, wow, I really want that, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com.
Okay.
So it's on the web, too.
So you can put it right on your home computer.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Best Stocks Now app. That's APP.com. Now, for all the other stuff we've been talking about, just go to GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can sign up for the live newsletter.
You can subscribe to the podcast.
And you can sign up for the live seminars in
and
Sarasota,
the live seminars.
In
yep.
Tampa, and other cities.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we are going to be live on the air on Monday. But until then, you've been listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson with Bill on the Road. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday. Happy 4th of July.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.